describing 2022 in brief would develop into rising interest rates globally, robust energy and commodity prices, euro below parity, and the Bank of Japan currency intervention. I am Jolene, and this is MCB Wave. To better understand the forecast strategies of major asset classes in financial markets, I am sitting down today with our head of trading, Ronnie Berta, and our senior trader, Gavin Kani, in Global Markets. Ronnie and Gavin, welcome to our podcast. Stepping into this new year, what are your market feels and where do you position yourselves in your trading, Ronnie?
Hi, Jolene. Thank you for having me today. There is always a factor of uncertainty in the market. We always say that the trend is your friend, right? But I think this year we should make volatility our top priority. We should adapt to how markets price economic changes. You can get the direction of a market right, but if you do not price in volatility in your trades, and as a consequence, take on trades that are too big to withstand the swings caused by volatility, you will be forced to reduce your positions at the wrong time in order to limit your risk. You can do much better if you take smaller positions and understand the concept of volatility before building on your own positions. FX volatility exploded in 2022 and almost doubled from the level at the beginning of the year. For 2023, I expect it will remain elevated, particularly in the first half. The uncertain pace of a global growth slowdown, combined with inflation and persistent geopolitical uncertainties, is setting the scene for another year of potentially large market moves. So I think flexible FX management is a crucial strategy for investors this year. The new regime of macro and market volatility will play out significantly this year. With the risk of recession and volatility in the first half of 2023, a diversified portfolio that includes FX, commodities, and bonds could help investors manage near-term risks by enhancing risk-adjusted returns and smoothing out performance over time. A volatile period may offer opportunities for investors with surplus cash on the sidelines to gradually add to their positions and prepare for a turnaround in the second half of 2023, when we expect the economy to start improving, inflation to moderate, and Fed tightening to ease.
Well, Ronnie, I'm joining thoughts with you on this subject. After a tough 2022 where we have seen extreme volatilities, while central banks have been hiking interest rates to combat inflation, more than ever risk management is key. We have seen euro plunge below parity and retrace back up more than 10% in no time. So it's important to be able to adapt to different scenarios and be flexible to reverse your position in your portfolio at any moment. Whether you're in the high interest rate camp or you think Fed will start cutting aggressively soon, you should try to stay with the trend. Proper stop loss, trade along the wave, and manage your risk well.
Back to Ronnie, talking about trends. Obviously, we have witnessed the dollar index and bond yields retracing from yearly highs. Would you consider these moves as reversals? Where did you see some major asset classes evolving in perhaps what we could call the next economic cycle?
Well, Jolene, I think we could have seen one of the best performance of a USD index in 2022. We could say that this strength is justified. The US economy has been strong, resulting in a tight labor market. With inflation substantially more elevated than the Fed's target, the Fed initiated the fastest policy tightening in decades. This generated a major source of USD support through increased carry attractiveness. I think these factors will likely remain in place going into 2023, and I expect the USD strength to remain in the first half. I'm not saying it's going to stay strong all the time. We do have some bearishness as well, but I think it's going to stay strong for some time. A turning point in the USD might come later in 2023. A Fed pivot towards interest rate cuts. Maybe we can expect this in the last quarter of 2023 as inflation slows. And this will undercut a major support for the dollar. Related to this, a hawkish ECB may find that its rate increases gain more traction in supporting the euro. One long-term trade, we could participate in euro moves by buying zero-cost out of a directional call and put ratio spreads and capture any spike in volatility through delta management. Well, this is my long-term view, but Gavin, you as an intraday trader on the desk, what are your short-term thoughts on euro?
Well, Rune, it looks like the market is keen to sell USD to start 2023. And this USD hit could potentially push the euro to touch 108 levels. And a break above would get long-term players chasing higher. And we might see 110 in the first half of the year. Risk-wise, it makes sense to continue to run euro longs. However, we should be ready to reverse this position if we see a change in the Fed and ECB dynamics. Also, important to watch for gas prices, as if they continue to go lower, this may help the ECB to hike less than expected and allow the economy to breathe. A failure to push further upside would flip back the euro into bearish territory and the pair could target 101 to 102. And among the other G10 currencies, the Japanese yen has been the most impacted by the increasing rate differentials in 2022. What are your thoughts on the yen, Ronnie?
Gavin, I think pressure on the JPY will likely remain significant, despite recent FX intervention to limit the depreciation of the currency. Japan has witnessed inflationary pressures, and the JPY sharp depreciation in 2022 might add to this imported price inflation. The eventual abandoning of the yield curve control policy by the Bank of Japan in 2023 is a key risk for me. The Bank of Japan Governor Kuroda shocked the markets in December by doubling the cap on the 10-year yields to rise to around 0.5%, triggering a massive jump in the yen. Governor Kuroda is set to leave Bank of Japan soon, and this move may help pave the way for possible policy normalization under a new governor. I am expecting a rise in volatility in JPY crossers, and I think we could see a good trade opportunity of 1,000 to 1,500 pips in yen crossers in the coming months. One way to participate in this move is to buy out of the money dollar yen puts and manage the delta on spot. You could also buy knock-in or knock-out options where you would pay less premium. It depends on your risk appetite.
So, Ronnie, we are set for the currency trading. Any thoughts on the US Treasuries?
Yes, Janine. We should also have a close look at US Treasury this year. Best ways to participate through curve trading. Bond yields rose more for short maturities than for longer maturities. For example, the spread between the 10-year and the 2-year US Treasuries declined from plus 80 basis points at the start of 2022 to minus 50 basis points at the end of 2022. Long-term yields are currently lower than short-term yields, and I think it's because the market is expecting economic growth to slow and monetary policy rates to fall again over time. For 2023, we could expect the yield curve to steepen. What I mean by steepen? The spread between the 10-year and 2-year yields to increase. The extent of this steepening will depend on the macro circumstances. A scenario in which the Fed reacts to rising recession risks by cutting interest rates would most likely lead to a significant yield curve steepening, as short-term yields would fall more than long-term yields. So, gradual steepening on the US curve can definitely be expected this year. I am looking at the 2 and 10 year curves, but you could also look at shorter spreads depending on your DVO1 risk.
So, Jolene, how can we make money this year?
One should focus on volatility first, then direction, while remaining flexible to manage risk. Insightful opportunities to put into practice this year. Thanks, Ronnie and Gavin. Until the next episode, goodbye.
Thanks, Jolene. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. All the best.